Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Kelly. Are you there, Kelly?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Hi,
and
Kelly.
And I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Hi, Barbara.
Now, today, what we're going to do is we have a medium on who's been on before named Joseph Darrow. Are you there, Joseph?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Hi,
all right,
Joseph.
Now,
hello.
You know the people that we're going to be having on tonight better than I do, Barbara. Why don't you kind of explain a little bit about what we're doing? I'll explain it to some people if you can, but because I think that these are people that you want to introduce because you know a little bit better than I do. Okay?
Well, I would love to introduce everybody, but first I just want to let the listeners know what we're doing today. There was a very, very special person that was our makeup artist at Playboy, and her name is Alexis Vogel, and she passed away last April. I never had any notice. I didn't know anything was wrong. So it's pretty much to everybody a very big shock and a huge loss. This
huge
woman,
loss.
She was so amazing. I mean, besides being one of the best makeup artists in the world, who made us beautiful for all of our Playboy covers and our centerfold layouts and other shoots out of Playboy, I mean, she became our really, really close friend, too. She was so cool. She just got everything. She just was like one of those exceptional people on this planet Earth. And we so much miss her. So what we did is we got a group of Playboy playmates and Playboy models to come on the show today and share a little bit about what Alexis meant to us and a little story. And also we have Joseph Darrow, which Johnny introduced, and he is a fabulous, amazing psychic medium, and he's going to help us connect with Alexis today, which will be very special. So, right now, we have waiting in the wings Sandra Taylor, who was one of the first models I ever met about 28 years ago. We were shooting our Star Maker posters, and then we did a Bud Light commercial together. We became fast friends. I love this wonderful girl. I love this woman. She's an entrepreneur. She's successful, beautiful. She never stops. She's going, going, going. And she's going to go first. So welcome, Sandy.
Thank you so much, sweetheart, for that beautiful introduction. And I feel exactly the same about you.
Yes. So what did you want to share with us today? I know you and I really both became very close with Alexis as friends. And you especially, I don't know anybody else that has shot more with her. You know, you really, really had a special bond and a connection and a friendship with her. So what would you like to share with us today?
Well, you know, I first met Alexis. I was visiting Anna Nicole Smith on the set of Naked Gun, and I hadn't known her, and I saw her, and she was like, "Oh, my God, who are you?" And I was like, "Hi, I'm Sandy," and she goes, "What are you?" And I said, "I'm a model," and she goes, "Would you ever do Playboy?" And I was like, "Well, I think so," and she goes, "We're looking for, I think, the 45th anniversary," and she said, "You absolutely have to do it. You have to win." And you know how she got when she was excited about something? She was so emphatic and very persuasive. And the very next day, I was in Playboy meeting up with Marilyn Grabowski, and like 2 days later, shooting on a set with Arnie Freitag with a 45-year-old. Yeah, so that was my first meeting with Alexis, was that way. And yeah, we became very fast friends, started using, you know, not only for Playboy, but for other side jobs, you know, as we get different things and we're able to recommend our makeup artists, because truly, no one made you feel like Alexis made you feel.
Right.
You know,
that
it was
is
really.
Oh. Ooh. I mean, you'd be in there in the, her makeup chair, and you just felt like sometimes I would look forward to those discussions more than I was thinking about my whole day shooting. I mean, I just loved her so much. And she would say, she'd pick me up at the Playboy Mansion to come and shoot my centerfold for that whole week. And don't forget the cookies, Barbara. You know, I got your back because they're going to get mad at you on the set if you forget the cookies. And
aww.
And then, yeah, and just like we would laugh our heads off. And you did that, I'm sure, with her, too.
Oh, well, she would always say, don't forget the champagne. You know, she covered her bases. You, champagne. She was smart.
Oh, did she make you look so beautiful? Like, you would come home. I would come home from the shoot and just look at my face and just try to take pictures of it to try to be able to do that myself later. Never could. But
yeah,
it was just almost like magic.
Yeah, I literally would sleep on my bed for 2 days straight to try and not touch it and make it last.
Yeah, and it was amazing, and just the friendship. And, you know, she would always tell me, Barbara, I feel so bad because I work with the Playboy Playmates shooting, you know, right when they're just starting, or like in your case, the celebrity covers, and oh, and she goes, I get so close with these girls, and then they're gone, poof, and they don't stay in touch. And I always remembered that, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to stay in touch. And we did, and for years we'd meet at the Hamburger Hamlet, and I think I had my first martini with her.
Oh, this is so
cute. And it was just wonderful. And then even years later, like 25 years later, she would always be at my birthday party. And we have that special picture you're in, that picture that I posted a few days ago. You're in it on Facebook. And that was a special, that was like 10 years ago. And then she was at the last one. And you know what? I have this special message from her, and a few days before she died, which I will say forever. And, you know, keep that conversation. So basically the moral of this story too is not just that look at what we had, but look at what you have right now, everyone. These friendships that you have, you don't know when they're going to be taken away. You don't know. So cherish your moments. And I know you do that, Sandy, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do. I was just watching the show, Ellen, and this poor 29-year-old firefighter has ALS. I mean, it really makes you say, wow, you have to enjoy each day and really be grateful and thankful and, you know, just live minute by minute.
Right. And you, of all people, are the best at getting back. Within 24 hours, you do. That's just standing for you.
Don't say anything yet, but I'll put you on and
okay. What was that, Johnny? I know Cindy Geyer tried to call me, but I gave her the phone number to call you for the show. Did you get a phone call from Cindy Geyer? What is her phone number? Let me look. I'm sorry
about this.
Cindy Geyer is here.
Oh, Cindy's here.
I'm right
here.
I'm here with you.
I'm sorry, Barbara. I didn't know. I mean, I had to screen the calls, and I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. It's no problem. But I wanted to before we move on to Cindy, Sandy, are you able to hold on for a minute? Maybe we could listen to Cindy's short story, and then we could go to Joseph and try to connect before you have to go. Do you have time for that, Sandy?
I do. No, it's called looking up. I have an interruption.
I didn't get that. You do have time for that?
Yeah, I said I'll stay up, and if I go, I'll hang up.
Okay. So now we have Cindy Geyer, Playboy Playmate, and we're so happy to welcome you to the show.
Oh.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Barbara. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your wonderful show today. And
you are welcome.
Great. So,
and you're over there in New York. You're in New York right now.
I am. I'm in New York City, and I have a beautiful restaurant here at 286 Columbus Avenue, 73rd in Columbus. It's called Geyer's. It's a really fun restaurant bar, open late, super fun.
Hold
Anybody
on.
Is in
your
New York?
Restaurant,
I'm
Geyer,
the owner.
And it's called Geyer's.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Everyone come. All the girls are treated like royalty. You guys come. You're all my guests. It's so fun.
Sandy, do you know Cindy Geyer?
No. Sandy,
just yesterday.
I know your name. I know your name, but.
Yeah. Because Sandy's from New York.
Oh, really, Sandy? Well, definitely come see me when you're in the city.
I will. I go all the time. My daughter lives there.
Please, and get my number from Barbara.
Okay. Wow. Yes.
See,
Sandy,
this could be like a little reunion because of Alexis. Yeah.
Yes. Everything always brings people together in odd ways sometimes. But Sandy was born and raised there, goes there all the time. Her daughter's in college. So, hey, I want to be included in that dinner.
Come on. I have places for you guys to stay, too. I have two apartments. So don't worry. There's always places for you girls to stay. All right.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to hear when you go to New York City, right, Sandy?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's hear your memory or story. And then we're going to go to Joseph.
Yeah.
He's going to get the feeling with Alexis, the energy, and maybe we can connect before Sandy has to go.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, like I said, I'm here at an 80th birthday party of one of my mother's girlfriends, and it kind of ended up at the same time as our radio show. I'd love to be on air for a long time with you girls, but I'll talk a little bit. I want to tell my story. I was in March 99. I did a celebrity pictorial because I'd been on the cover of all these romance novels, and I was an actress and all that other stuff. So I met Alexis, when I was doing my Playboy pictorial. The first time I met her, we were in Santa Barbara, and unfortunately, the first day that I met her, I fell off a horse. Butt naked in Poison Oak.
Oh no!
So,
were you on the Playboy shoot?
It was. Yeah. I was being Lady Godiva because we were going to do all these different themes. Stephen Waito was shooting it. So anyway, I got back on the horse and I did a few more hours of shooting, and because I know when you fall into Poison Oak, you're going to break out the next day, and then if you fall, you're going to hurt your neck. So I told them to grab a bottle of wine. I kept shooting for the next, 7 hours or so. So, really late at night, 3 in the morning, went to bed, and I woke up, and I'll never forget going in for Alexis to do my makeup in the morning. We were at the San Ysidro Ranch. She looks at me, and she screams,
I can't do that. No!
I was head to toe with Poison Oak. She goes, not even my amazing makeup could fix all this. So
no
we wrapped
way.
Up.
Oh, that was probably a big, biggest challenge she ever did have.
Yeah, so she said, no. So unfortunately, the whole thing was wrapped, and we became really good friends. Even that day, we just became good friends because we knew that we could just hang out and all that too. And her and Steven were always bickering too, always bickering. But I had the best time with her. So yeah. So then we got it together. Yeah, so then they built a castle for me in Playboy West. I had my own castle. And Alexis was my other queen. We were both queens, and we were treated like royalty. It was wonderful. And we just had a ball, and I just remember rolling into makeup with her and just laughing our asses off. She just had so much, so many things. And her makeup, oh, my God. Her makeup, she was the best, the world's best.
Yeah.
Totally. And then I had such a good time working.
The castle thing. Playboy used to do things like that for you. They built me a whole soda fountain shop. They built you a castle. I mean, the times are changing, but when we were lucky to do what we did.
I feel like I was kind of the end of an era. This was 99. It was the end of an era. I feel like when 2000 hit, it was just another world. Almost after 9/11, it was another world.
Yeah.
It really was totally different. So then I actually ended up going back and actually, I did a show called Mr. Romance on the Oxygen Network, and I produced it, and I was on the show, and I hired Alexis to do my makeup for that. So I got to work with her again in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
But I have amazing memories working with her.
Not
but I just feel sad to say, I don't even know how she, like, what happened? I don't even know what happened.
Well, I heard a little bit, but Sandy was super close to her. Sandy, can you tell us what happened?
You mean how she
left? Yeah,
yes.
What happened?
Well, she had overcome.
Wait, there's a lot of noise. Can you put it on mute real quick, Cindy? Because the restaurant noise is in the background, and then you can still listen, but, like, just real quick. Put it on mute, and then we'll hear what happened, and then we'll go to Joseph. Okay. Thank you. Sandy, could you tell us real quick, not a lot of details, but just, like, I didn't know, was she sick? I didn't know, and all of a sudden, I got a phone call from a friend that said cancer.
And after she overcame cancer, and she didn't want many people to know, and she didn't want many people to come visit her because she lost her hair. And, you know, her hair was everything to her. You know, she had this big, beautiful, red, thick, gorgeous hair. When she lost, it was very, very hard on her psyche. And she didn't want anyone to know or see her. And then, you know, when she was coming out of recovery, she finally let people know, you know, hey, I beat cancer. And, you know, when she knew she was going to be okay. And then funny enough, just when she thought she had beat cancer, she died of an upper respiratory in her sleep. Thank God, in her sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
And then
that
her mom
so
did not want to do a memorial or anything and had her cremated the very next day and brought her back to Las Vegas and did not, you know, I don't think she realized the legacy that Alexis left here in Los Angeles and how many people really would have loved to have honored her and shown up and done a memorial for her. You know, I don't think her mom really grasped that effect
Probably not. And you know what? Like I was saying before we went on the air, it's not too late. And you and I, we could produce something. We could really, and now with Cindy, she has a restaurant. We could really do something very good that she deserves.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hear Johnny saying something. What's going on, Johnny?
Yeah, apparently we have, let's see, someone is calling in. Okay, let me see here. It's Miss Sands might be calling in.
Okay.
Let me go see here. Here she is.
Okay. Do you want to patch her through? But you know what? I want to hi, Shauna.
Yeah.
Are you there? Hi. Yeah. Shauna Sand is here.
Hi,
Sandy Taylor and Cindy Geyer are on the line as well. Cindy, you can take it off mute now. Come back.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, sweetheart.
Okay, so can you be with us for a minute while we have Joseph Dyro, who is our premier psychic medium.
No, I think Cindy
connected. Oh, Johnny, could you please get him back? But in the meantime, while you try to get him back, let's hear Shauna's story about Alexis.
No. Her disconnected. Cindy Geyer disconnected.
Okay. Well, while you try to get her back, why don't we listen to
Shauna's
story?
All right, I'll call her in. I'll call Cindy Geyer. Well, sorry. Joseph is here, right, Joseph? Sorry.
Yes, I'm still here.
Right now.
Yes. Okay, he's waiting patiently. Okay, Sean, if you want to hear what Joseph has to say, maybe he has a connection and then tell your story, that would be cool. Because Sandy, she has to go, and I want her to hear. I want you, Sandy, and Cindy to be able to, and me, myself, to, I want to talk to Alexis, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. So let's do that first, and I can tell my story later.
Perfect.
Okay.
Joseph?
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for having me here. I wanted to specifically address Sandy because as you were talking, one, I just really kept seeing in my mind like this red dress. So there's like a red dress connection you have to Alexis. And because it just keeps repeating in my mind, like I have to say, I have to bring it up. So, like in a tribute to her. So because I keep feeling like, you know, in gratitude and thanks for the tribute, because you just, she also, I also just hear, you know, when I do this, I feel like I hear like a thousand voices in my mind. And I'm just like, all right, pick one, Joe.
Wow.
So,
Sandy, does that make any sense? A red dress? Sandy? Is Sandy there?
Let me see here.
We lost Sandy?
Well,
yeah, I'm going to have to call Sandy back.
Try to call her back, but you know what? Let's just get the reading, and then she can always come back and
I'm sorry. It's going to be recorded. This is recorded. So,
right,
you know.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so, Joseph, what else? What else?
I think this is all still in relation to Sandy. I mean, if it makes sense to any of you other ladies, that's wonderful too. But I also just keep feeling from your friend, just, you see, everyone seemed to have done their own little tribute, and maybe like either in their own minds or just, I also keep seeing glasses raised to her. So it wasn't, so it's like, not that there was no, like no memorial, I think, as she said, but the spirit just keeps saying, nope, there was something, there was something, there was, you know, I keep seeing glasses raised. But to me, like, you know, it's that, your own personal tribute.
Okay, would it be safe to say that she is saying to us
we
that no,
Sandy
she
back.
Doesn't feel like we forgot. Okay, good. She doesn't feel like we have forgotten her,
no.
Does she?
No, not at all.
Okay, so Sandy,
okay.
Does a red dress make sense? Joseph Dyro has seen a red dress with you personally, you and Alexis, with some a red dress keeps coming into his mind with you.
Oh. Gosh, no, I'm not a big red girl.
No, she's very pink. She wears pink all the time. Couture, by the way.
Yeah. But red, I mean.
If anything, though, Sandy, like Spirit Keith's also saying that you wear your tributes. So it's like if you've worn something like, you know, thinking of Alexis, just to validate. That's like you know, you'll put something on in like in reference to her, and like, and you'll just wear that all day.
Oh, no, but that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. That might make sense a little later. It happens a lot.
Maybe she wants you to.
That would be interesting.
Joseph, tell us a little bit about how this works with what you do, because you're a medium, which means that. I find it strange, the verbiage that you all use, talk to dead people, because I feel like that's disrespectful to say it like that, but that's how it is said. And I would say, you know, the person who has passed. But this is what you do. Is this correct?
Yes, it is. I would say, like, I talk to spirit. Like, if you can say, people, I like to tell my clients, I try to channel your loved ones who have passed. And just connect.
Okay.
And when I talk to spirit, I like them to give me as many examples as I possibly can. I want to just, you know, validate, you know, them for you or something going on with them, something that's going on with my clients. So that's like when I try to, I guess, presenting evidence. And it's just that's what I try to do with the validations. Like, you got to give me something specific, guys, you know.
Well, you know what? We're going to get a lot more to work with right now because I want to hear Shauna's little story. Are you ready, Shauna?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I met Alexis. She, you know, did my layout and my centerfold, but I did a test before that. And I just remember going in with like, huge caterpillar eyebrows. And now they're very, you know, in style, but back then in 1995, I sat in makeup chair for 4 hours, and I've never been in so much pain in my life as she plucked all my eyebrows off and gave me this shape that I basically have now, which I still love, but I definitely put my eyebrows to Alexis, and and she
so
was
cute.
Just incredible. She just with makeup, she made everybody look
later on, after my Playboy layout, for all of my photo shoots. She did, actually, she covered the birth of all my kids. I did photos for like Love Magazine, Hello Magazine, for the christening of my kids, for In Style Magazine, and I always used Alexis. So she, before I had my kids, and she knew me when I, you know, then she got to see the birth of all of my children.
Wow.
I saw her not too long ago at Cherish's house. She's a playmate as well. And she actually called me on New Year's and wanted to do my makeup on the Instagram ideas that she had, and I was interested. And then she passed away not that long after that. So.
Wow. She really touched us all in so many special ways and deeply, because your births of all your children, and then she was there for that. I mean, I'm getting chills right now with that. This is the first time on the show with when you get chills, you know what they say, that you're seeing an angel, or if an angel's there. Is that correct, Joseph?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are you getting any signs?
Can you, I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of who was just speaking, because I'm out in space a little
Shauna
bit.
Shauna Tan.
Shauna, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Do you have, like, can you connect to greeting cards, let's see, from Alexis? Because I'm seeing greeting cards in my mind.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Can you connect to greeting cards with Alexis?
Not really.
Did you send her a thank you note? You're very good with that.
You know, I might have given her a thank you card when I first met her, and like a little Chanel. I bought her like a Chanel nail polish, just like a little cute with a gift card in 1995.
Oh, okay. Well, she appreciated that, obviously. That's, like, no small thing, Chanel.
I also feel like
she
sent
really
she sent some
gesture.
She said something? Joseph, what did you say?
I was going to say, well, she also says that she sent something, I guess, to your kids, or just, like, a little gesture, for when you had your children.
You know, she might have. It was so long ago. My kids are pretty big now, and 5'9", so I don't remember every little detail. They left me in the dust.
That's okay.
But, she probably did, yeah, at that time. She probably did.
Wow, so it's safe to say, Joseph, that she is here with us right now.
Let's see, you guys know this woman better than I would. She keeps, I think in my head, she keeps, like, changing her hairstyle. Was she always changing her hairstyle?
Oh, yeah.
Always doing something different, and I'm just like, because I'm like, it's driving me crazy. And I'm just like, well, which hair is it today? Like, I'm looking at different things, and she's just like,
straight,
I'm rocking this
curls.
Show.
Short. I think she always stayed red, but different shades of red. Straight, curly, short, long. Oh, yeah, she did. She did do that.
Just as I love this, just as zany person that she is.
She is zany. Can I tell my story? I want to tell my story. Well, I guess since I'm the co-host here, I can say what's going to happen. I'd like to tell my story right now, everybody. Okay, this is kind of, it's a little racy, okay? But one night after we were shooting my centerfold, we took Stephen Weta, who was the Playboy centerfold photographer, one of them, and we took him to a sex shop, and while Alexis and I, as girls do, like kind of giggling over all of the items there on the shelves and laughing. And I mean, I think she got off on that because it was like, we were like so young, and most of us, like, we're the girl next door. We're naive, you know, we very young. And all of a sudden I'm in this, like, after our shoot with totally that fabulous makeup still on my face, looking at all of these sex toys and laughing and giggling. And here we have the Playboy photographer, and he's all shy. And he was hiding from us. And he was like, I got to get out of here. And we wouldn't let him leave. And we were like blocking him in the aisles and just giving him such a hard, fun time. And we were just, we had the best laugh at that. And that's how she was. And, you know, anything went, but she was, but still just like in a playful, like childlike kind of a way, you know, and always so with this innocence that she had, you know, nothing, no hard edges. It just was very sweet. And so that was
but,
one of
but she said so when like when it came to her job, though, she took her job very seriously. It's like, you know, she would joke with you guys, but like the actual work, it was like she knew her stuff, and she like I keep feeling for Cindy, though. She kept saying, I never knew what to do with Cindy. It's like I kept trying everything on, like, on her face, and Cindy just thought I was just doing my thing. And she's just like, it's like, I'm like, no, that's not working. I got to do something else. It's not working. I got to do something else.
Oh, do you remember that, Cindy?
Well, Cindy says that Cindy is going to call in a bit. So, you know, she can verify what you just said.
Well,
okay.
Let me tell you a little bit just real quick about Cindy. She was the model for the romance novels. So that could have thrown a little bit of a, I don't know, kink in it. Because Alexis probably saw a vision that she wanted to put, you know, have come through. And I mean, this woman, Cindy Guyer, she was known for that. Like, she's famous for being the main romance novel cover model. So that's all I know about that. But hey, Johnny, do we have any other Playmates calling in yet? We are waiting for Gwen Lee, Angela Little, Donna Perry, Elsie Jensen.
Based on the area codes that you've given me, no. There's people waiting to call in, but they're not. I think that I'm trying to see.
Okay, why don't we take a caller? Hey, Shauna, and if you are there still, Sandy, do you want to take a caller?
Yeah, I'm still here. Is Sandy still here?
Wait. Okay, let me give you 1 second here.
Barbara, are you there?
Here.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
So we don't have Sandy?
She did have to go because she had an event, but I will probably...
Well, I just want to say that Alexis's makeup was so gorgeous that I never wanted to take it off. I think I slept with it once for 4 days before I washed my face. And she would put so much on, you know, because she just put a lot on that I literally just kept it on for 4 days, and it would a little bit more would come off every day. But by the fourth day, it still looked gorgeous. And then I washed my face. And I mean, I didn't. You know, only with Alexis would I do that.
Mm-hmm.
We were gone. I have collected now Playboy Playmate Elka Jensen. Didn't mean to interrupt the last bit of Shauna, but we're back. And if you are ready, we could hear what Elkie has to say about Alexis Vogel.
What I have to say is... Yeah, okay, I'm a Playboy Playmate, Miss May 93, and Alexa Fogel did my makeup for my test shooting. And I was so lucky that the people from Chicago were there. And she teased my hair, and I said, ouch. And then when they said, okay, we want you as a Playmate, and I said, no, she slipped me on my butt. She was so sweet. She said, what did you just say? You can never... No, to this offer. I didn't know what it meant to be Playmate at this time here in America as a foreigner. So she actually pushed me to become a Playmate.
Well, thank goodness, because that's how we met.
And then she for all the photo shoots and for my Playboy pictorial, for my centerfold, she did my makeup. Yeah, I loved her a lot, and I met her on a million parties, like on your party, on your birthday party, Barbara, and wherever. It's so sad, yeah.
Yes. Well, that is a fun story, too, because it's so cute how Elke, she was, I think, Playmate of the Year over in Germany. And
I didn't know it's a big deal, yeah.
And she comes over to do something over in the States and in Chicago, and they ran up with her test shoots or some Polaroids, and they came down. They said, okay, we would like to offer you now Playboy Playmate title here in America. Do you want to? And she goes, oh, I have to think about that. And Alexis was like so shocked. She probably never has heard of anybody doing that before.
Because I didn't know it was such a big deal here.
Yeah.
In Europe, it was just, you know, Playmate of the Month. You know, it was your time, this particular month. I didn't know the world is giving me everything for free here.
That's
but
right.
But I really have to thank her, and I will never forget her.
Well, it could have turned out so much differently if it wasn't for Alexis, because if you would have had to think about it, if it was any other makeup artist who didn't push you and tell you, hey, no, sister, this is...
Or if it would have been any other makeup artist who did not make me so beautiful like she made me.
Right.
I was
like, hey,
very,
yeah,
very much blessed by having her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a major, huge, good point. We all are so very blessed to have known her and had her come into our lives, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Is Shauna and Cindy or Sandy listening?
I'm here. Shauna.
Isn't that cool, Shauna?
Yeah. Amazing.
Your story is funny.
I love your accent,
I love it.
Too.
Thank you. Thank you, Shauna.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So now we have Joseph Dyro, and I'd like to bring him back to see if he has any more messages from Alexis for us.
Before I get back to it with Alexis, the woman who was just talking about that very interesting story, I just have a feeling like her grandmother has passed, and she wants her to say that she still looks in the mirror, and she wants to know that she is still gorgeous. And she says, time means nothing. You are still gorgeous.
Is this for Elke?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You got a message from your grandma.
My grandmother didn't pass. But she passed for a long, long time ago.
Well, I mean, she did.
But, I mean, for 10 years ago.
Well, her spirit's alive.
Please just know that she is watching over you, and she wants to pass that along.
Exactly.
She says that you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Special message. Did I not get any kind of message? She didn't probably want me to tell my story. My story was too racy for Alexis, I guess. She's like, no, Barbara, don't tell that. Just tell them how serious of a makeup artist I was. I don't know.
Barbara, you got drunk with her on multiple occasions, and that's what she's bringing up to me.
What did she say?
She said you've gotten drunk with her on multiple occasions.
Oh, my gosh, you should not say that. On the air. Just to
Barbara.
Hear me say my first martini. Yes, Johnny?
We have someone calling in.
Who is it?
It is Cindy Geyer.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Elke, for calling in. And
thank you for having me on your show always again. And I love it. And it's very interesting. And I'm going to be there for the next one.
I don't know how this works.
For the next interesting one.
Okay, we'll be happy to have you. And if you have to go, that's fine. I understand that you
I do have
are
to go, but
working.
I say to everybody goodbye. I love you all, and I really like it that we talk about Alexa, or that you talk. I'm going to listen to the show later on my computer.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Elke.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Elke.
Bye.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming on, Elke.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know how this works.
Is this Cindy?
Hi. No, it's
Hi.
Donna Perry.
Donna. Oh, he's
Hi.
Hi, Donna. We have Playboy Playmate Donna Perry from Hawaii calling in. Thank
Hi.
You. How are
wow.
you?
Hi. I'm good, thank you. I'm actually living in LA. I just moved back in August.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful because I just moved back to California from Arizona, so definitely let's get together.
Oh, that'd be great.
Now
I
know what
it.
The confusion is. Now I know what the confusion is. Earlier we talked to Cindy Guyer, and I put down her number as Cindy Guyer, and it's Donna Perry. Oh, now I know what this is. Can you talk to
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. No.
Yes.
I was like, I didn't call in. Someone called in as me?
So, yes.
Wow. Well, Donna Perry,
yes.
It's your turn to tell your little memory and story about Alexis.
Oh, gosh. I've always worked with her on almost all of my shoots. She was always, like, no matter what, the brightest person you've ever walked in, no matter what time of the day, no matter if it was a shit show. Sorry, can you do that on radio? But she was always just so put together and just calm about everything. I mean, she would, like, say, oh, I'm totally freaking out. And I'm like, if this is you freaking out, holy shit. You know,
right.
She's always just so positive. And if you were having a bad day, she always made it so that your day just totally turned around and it was fine. So she was great. I remember when I was actually doing my test shoot and she came and she was just, you know, she's really good at making you feel so amazing about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that was probably
That's right.
her strongest trait that she had was no matter how you felt about yourself, if you know, there's days you look at the mirror and you're just like, what the hell am I doing? This is, you know, but she would always make you feel like you were the best thing that has ever happened. And, you know, she's right. You know, every person's different, but every person, you know, she came across was the best thing that ever happened.
I think that is such an important point because it is so true. Because when we're doing our test shoots, we're shooting for that entire week. And back then, it might be different now, but back
yep.
then we didn't know if we were going to make it or not. And we had that
nope.
one person. That's what she was for me. She was so encouraging.
Yep.
Like, oh, you're going to make it for sure. I mean, you need that because that is tough. I mean, shooting and staying at the Playboy Mountain and you have the 24-hour
oh, yeah.
butler service. And you're like, hey, I want this lifestyle. And some people, they don't go through after shooting that entire
no.
centerfold. And, I mean, it's got to
no.
be beautiful. We have the best in the world working on it. But some of them, many, did not make it. Hugh Hefner would
no.
put an extra or a circle. And if it was a circle, you were
yep.
going through. And you had her there, and I don't think she was telling people, oh, you're going to make it if she didn't really think so. And so
no.
we believed her. Yeah. And she
yep.
was always right. Mm-hmm.
She was.
Very good. Point.
She always saw
very,
she
very
always
good.
Saw in you, whether you could see it yourself, she saw it, and she told you.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
I
that
got
was,
killed
that was
again.
Something that that was always something that I loved about Harry.
Oh, wonderful. And don't you feel her presence? I do. I feel her presence. And Joseph has been connecting us, Don. I don't know if you were hearing the show before you actually came on the show, but she's
no,
been
I was
giving
working.
Little
Sorry.
Messages. That's
awesome.
Okay.
I've
been giving little
off
messages.
Whether you guys were drinking.
Oh,
I
yeah. Like, I mean, it wasn't really out of control, but it was just like, you know,
no.
I felt safe with her, and she was a good
yeah.
mentor and a person. And it, she, just like how I think all of us on the show today, very serious about our careers and work.
Yeah,
really
and she
hard.
Was always protective.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She was a protector, too, when you were out out and about,
yeah,
so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah. She really loved
Donna,
us
may
all.
I say a couple of things?
Yeah, go ahead.
One, Donna, I love your personality. You seem so vibrant and like in my head you kind of just like you're so shiny and sparkly. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
But like your friend Alexa says, you're always the multitasker. You're always handling multiple things at once, and you're always somehow managed to get through all of it. But it looks like a hot mess until the end when you're done because you have a nice way of wrapping things up.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. It never feels like it's put together, but then at the end of the day, I was like, shit, how'd I do that? But, all right, see me.
Well, you may not feel like it, but you know exactly what to do for everything. But also, she wants me to say that California is going to be good to you. Like, you're going to get, I feel like two more, whatever you're working on now, there'll be, two more things to do, I think, within the coming months. So you're going to be quite busy, but... But I also feel like you want to be busy, but you're also looking to have a break. Just like you want to take a break, you take a breather, and then you jump right back into it. And
yes,
just know that's exactly how it's going to work for you. You're gonna get your break, and your little break, your little calming time, and then you're gonna just jump right back into everything you do all day. But they just keep wanting me to say California was a good choice to go to.
Good. I'm hoping so. It's hard being a single parent, and these kids are like, why did you do that? We were living in Hawaii. I'm like, because I had to. But, all good things, right? All good things. I got to stay positive.
Yes, but
Mom,
I think it's going to grow into bigger and better things. But Spirit just wants to say, but you got to take care of yourself too in the interim because you're ignoring your own inner needs while everything else is managed. And it's like, but you keep arguing with yourself a lot that you want to do something and you're just not doing it because yes, your mind is on the responsibilities and it's put in your own, you make yourself a priority as well.
Hardest thing for me to do.
It is. You're a mom.
It's hard. I get it.
Yep. It's always been that way. I've always had a very hard time putting myself first. She knows
that.
Yeah,
so she says, you always put up an argument. It's like, no, I can't do that. I should do this. And she would, I guess, put in her two cents. And she's like, and you'd be just not arguing for the argument's sake as opposed to not listening to her. You're always listening. It's just more like, no, I just want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, she always would put things out. And it was always funny how even if I, brushed off or said, no, within months, I was doing exactly what she said to do anyway. And I'm just like, at some point you gotta learn to pay attention and listen and follow through. You know what I mean?
Yes. And she's just like, yes. Wasn't I the wise woman, Joe? They're like, yes, you were the wise woman. You always saw something everyone else didn't.
Yeah. Really? Well, I think so. She had a great perception of things.
And she said that she loves you. Well, she loves you, and that's why she told you what she felt and what she saw because she wants you to steer you in the best direction that she thought was there.
Yep. That was true. She met her husband. She never liked him.
Oh. He's still your husband?
Yeah. No. Oh. Been divorced for 14 years. Yeah, divorced for 14 years, but yeah, twins are 15, so put that math together. That was fun. But, you look at things, but she knew, and she's like, just so you know, he's not your forever. And I was like, wow, really? That's kind of not nice to say. But
it wasn't. Maybe her delivery sucked, but.
Well, yeah, right. But here it is, and she was right.
She was right.
She was right.
She says she's always right.
Yeah. I'm like, yep, there she is again, calling it like it is, and it's true. So it took a minute, but she was right. Crazy.
The two of you used to talk, I guess, at nighttime on the phone. Like, you would call, when you were having, let's say, a bad day, you would call her on the phone occasionally. But it would,
I did.
Always,
I didn't
always be,
do it often, but I did.
Yes, but she's like, it would always be late at night. You'd always like stop her from doing something else, and that she would be more than happy to like to sit down and chat with you, because let's just say you were upset at the time, which is why you called her late at night. But
yeah,
she's like, please, like you can still do that. Like you can think about her, and from my point of view, you can think about her anytime, and she knows you're thinking about her. She knows like when your thoughts are, you know, about a particular person, spirit knows about it immediately. It's like, oh, someone's thinking about me. I'm gotta go look and see what's going on.
Yeah. I always have believed that with those that pass, that they're always still there. The strong influences.
I also have to say, I see the number 4 around you, and also, I mean, not because of today, but I also see the number 11 around you.
Uh-huh.
So, 11. Like, 11 to me, 11's always, to me, it's always the spiritual connection that spirits around you, but number 4 is about establishment, about foundation, and about you've created a new set of goals for yourself, I guess, with this move. So, this, like, the time now is, like, you're just working on all these goals. You have a lot of goals. And please just know you're on your way to all of them.
Get them all. Oh, I hope so. God. One of these days, I'm going to do it. I know it. Even if it's, you know, my last few years of life, I will get to all of them.
Yes. You want to be married again, but you're being far more specific about what you want in a partner, which is awesome.
Yes.
And please just know that you have...
I don't know about being married yet, but yes.
Well, I'll say my interpretation of it, I guess, would be my interpretation of it would be married, because I'm like, if I'm gonna live with someone, you know, I better be married.
Yeah, this is true.
But please just know you're on your way of getting there. So, but stop judging yourself, because it's one step at a time, one little thing at a time.
Yeah, I gotta start taking.
I think she disconnected. Don't worry about it. There's things we can do. Give me 1 second.
You know what
I'm call
feel
her
like
right
while you try to do that technical stuff, Joni, I just want to say, Joseph, I feel like this is so nice to do, because it makes me personally feel like close to her. And you know, when somebody passes, it's such a shock, and it's so final, obviously, but it doesn't really have to be if we can connect and know that their spirit is with us. And to know that, it gives us a little more closure. It just makes us feel a little more calm, for me anyway. Does anybody else feel that way?
Well, I feel that way, and I also thank you for the opportunity to, you know, to connect and, you know, and to speak to you guys.
Of course. Well, we're so thankful, and it's amazing, these stories, isn't it, Joseph?
Yes.
How close this person, I mean, there's not a lot of people out there that can connect so deeply with so many just from work, and maybe they didn't work them too long, but at least for a month. Doing all of the centerfolds, but the impact that she made with all of us, it's just really, truly amazing, isn't it?
Dawn is back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm back. I got cut off or dropped.
Oh, good.
Back.
But does this make you feel better to be able to do something like this, Donna, to where you could connect? And Shauna, if you're still there, does this make you feel good? And just to know that you have a place, like, here at Life Laughter Happiness, if you want to ever talk to anybody, you know, from time to time we have these medium psychics that are, we get the best, like Joseph.
Yes.
And we can do it for you, because it makes
That's
me
great.
Feel a lot more content, just calm and content, and just knowing, okay, they're not totally gone. They're spirits with us.
Yeah, I agree.
No, they're not totally gone. They're always around us. I have a big Sicilian family, and they're quite loud, and so I'm never alone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my experience.
Wow. I'm wondering if people like you ever get tormented by what you hear, if you don't know how to control that, because you are what you are. Tell us a little bit about that, Joseph.
long story short, like, my childhood was quite interesting, and I didn't sleep very, very well or a lot, but fortunately, in my later years, I learned from my teacher. My teacher's name is Pat Longo. I live on Long Island, so she's a spiritual teacher and healer on Long Island, and she taught me how to control it, basically, or, like, in her classes, I learned how to focus and how to get it, like, kind of get it to calm down so I can go to sleep. But, yes, like, growing up was quite interesting because...
Right. I am right with thinking that it could maybe be a lot for somebody like you with that gift, because it's just, I mean, it's not something that maybe you can even control all the time. You just hear the voices.
Yeah. We have Luann Lee. Luann Lee is
okay,
here.
Okay, great. Hi, Luann.
Hi there.
You're on the air.
Hi, darling.
Hi. Hi there.
Well.
Luann Lee.
Hi.
She is one of my closest Playmate friends and love her. One of the funniest, smartest ladies I know. So we're so glad that you found the time to call us and share your Alexis Vogel story. Are you ready to do that?
I am.
Okay.
The very, very first time I ever heard of Alexis Vogel, I saw her on an infomercial. And it was, I wasn't able to hear any of the rest of the show, so I don't know if anyone else has brought this up. So please stop me if I'm being repetitive. Cool. But I just thought what she was selling was a kit that of how to do the signature Alexis Vogel eye. And I immediately picked up the phone and called in and ordered the entire kit. And then a couple of years later, I actually got to meet her, and then we ended up becoming friends, and she did my makeup and all of that stuff. And I told her, I said, you know, I actually bought your kit off an infomercial. She said, you did? And I said, yes, but if you don't have the artists themselves behind and controlling the paintbrush, it's certainly not the same thing. You can buy Van Gogh's paint, but that doesn't mean I can paint like Van Gogh.
And this is true.
Yes. Yeah, because let me tell you, it did not look the same as the infomercial. Let me just tell you that.
That is crazy. So you got this lady's kit. You didn't even know that she was a Playboy makeup artist. And then you become a...
No.
Then you are testing for Playboy, and then there she is.
It was crazy, and I just thought, now there is a gal that can work a brush, man. Especially there are times where she's working, you know, she'd be working on people like you, which, by the way, it's kind of hard to screw up your canvas. You're gorgeous.
Oh,
and
oh, thank you.
Like me, that, you know, the very first thing that, you know, the editor of Playboy magazine, Marilyn Grabowski, the very, very first thing she ever said to me is, wow, makeup is your friend.
Oh, no.
And I thought, well, who the hell are you, bitch? No, but I just thought, wow, she's quite forthcoming, isn't she, that lady? But anyway, makeup is my friend, and if you can have all the tools in front of you, but if you don't know how to use them, they're no good. And Alexis Vogel was a gal that not only was an incredible businesswoman, savvy, smart, but just an unbelievable artist. And I just my heart was broken when I found out the news, and I was able to catch just the tail end of the conversation about, you know, that those people are still with us, and you know, people can believe whatever they want, but I talk to people that have, you know, passed. Every time I see a beautiful sunset, I say hello to my friend Rick, and I just know they're with me. And so I really believe that. And I know she's still hanging around. She's probably saying, Luann, why are you trying to do your eyebrows like that again? I have told you 100 times, don't do your eyebrows like that. you still get to hear their voices in your heart.
Wow.
That's funny you say that, because even when I would do my makeup, it was the same thing. Every time I do it, I'm like, I hear her in my head going, that's not how you do it. That's so funny.
Wow.
So that's my story.
I love that. I love it. And you know what? I love the attitude that you have about it, too. Because my heart was broken, too. But then, you know, I'm in front of the mirror, and I'm, hey, I still have the shadows that you told me by this one and some MAC makeup to these three shadows. And she always used that were just fabulous on me personally. And I still have them, and I use them, and I think of her.
Yeah.
I still have my Spice liner.
What's that?
Yeah?
The Spice, MAC Spice lip liner.
Yeah.
That was the one she insisted that I had to use all the time.
Yes. Me too.
We have another person on. We have another person on.
Oh, hi.
Angela Little.
Oh, this is Angela Little.
Hi, Angela. Hi, Angela.
I have a few minutes. I'm a dummy and thought that you meant tomorrow instead of today. So, anyway,
Hi, everybody. Hi. You're on. We have Luann Lee, Shauna Sand, Elkie Eisen, Cindy Geyer, Sandra Taylor on earlier. So, gosh, Alexis Sherwood.
Fabulous.
And we also, yes. And we have Joseph Dyro, who will be listening to you right now tell your story, and then maybe feeling some energy, and maybe you'll get a message from Alexis. So we want to hear your story,
God.
Angela.
Okay, well, my favorite story about Alexis is that she was, she took my country ass and just shaped it up. And I mean, literally, and she was just so sweet about it. And not condescending. When I came into the makeup room, she was like, stand up and spread your legs. I'm sorry. Not in that way. But she was so awesome and candid. And I had no idea what she was about to do. But I, for some reason, I just trusted her. And she pulls out the bleach. And this was when, you know, there was hair involved in Playboy.
No way.
And I had no clue about drapes and carpet matching. And so she bleached me, and I was just, you know, I had JJ perfection. My face was amazing. My hair matched my carpet, so to speak. And she was hilarious about it. She just was just so nonchalant. And even though I was mortified at first and horrified that what in the hell is happening, and it just happened so quickly, and she made me feel so comfortable, and I fell in love with the person that she was.
That is so funny, because this is Barbara speaking. I was too shy to say this, but she did the exact same thing to me.
Pornhub to see what the trend was going on with the JJ, you know.
Right.
That is
blonde,
so hilarious.
Hey, blonde, you're a blonde. You're going to be blonde everywhere, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, this is Luann talking, and I wished that would have happened to me forever. Now, forever, I have to explain. Hairstyles were different back then.
No. They didn't bleach yours to match. Your carpet didn't match.
Actually, they darkened my naturally. They darkened my naturally blonde hair on my head. So, I guess that's what their solution was, to darken the hair on my head. Which, by the way, you guys know I'm not a brunette. Never happened. But I was some sort of a red brunette, and I guess the carpets matched the drapes at that point. But I swear, I have to tell people every single time, there was different hairstyles back then. No, nobody has a, what's it called, a mullet, whatever, nowadays?
I'm out of the loop still.
A mullet.
A mullet.
Yeah, remember Billy Ray Cyrus had a mullet? Well, nobody wears a mullet nowadays, and guess what? Nobody looks like that down there anymore nowadays. But it's like I'm walking around with an 80s mullet.
See, this is Donna now, but I must have been ahead of it a little bit because they hired a guy, Alexis hired somebody to come in, and I had to have hair added to mine.
Donna Perry is here, and I forgot to mention Donna is here. Now, this is crazy, Donna. How did they do that?
They added horse hair to it because apparently they didn't see any because of the way I was positioned for my center pole. They had someone to come in and put more on it.
Horse hair?
Oh, my goodness.
More hair?
Oh, I thought, did they use like a teeny tiny little curling iron for your horse hair?
No, I guess not. But they made it all a little tiny bit here. It was like, and I was like mortified because I'm like, oh my God, how many people do this? This is like, what? So yeah,
You had a weave.
That was a first for me. But yeah.
That's amazing. Now everybody's going to go look up Donna Perry now and check it out. We're going to get a lot of traffic.
I have to say, I appreciate the lengths you ladies went for your job.
Thank you.
Oh, the things that you, like, do, the behind the scenes that nobody knows about, right?
Right.
Yes.
And Donna, I love you so much, and everybody, Barbara, I love you, and Angela, I love you, and I have to go back to work to the salt mine. Thank you so much for including me in such a joyous
celebration.
All right, y'all.
And I have to get back to my toddler. I know it's crazy.
Okay.
I have a toddler. But anyway, thank you for having me on the show, and I hope that you pick up something from sweet dear Alexis. I love everybody. Goodbye.
We love you,
bye.
Too. Bye, Angela. We'll have you back. We'll have you back soon, and you too, Luann. But Luann has been on for Psychic Day, so. But all of these beautiful playmates and Playboy models, we are so thankful that you guys have shared your story and come on, and we want to have you back all the time. Right, Johnny?
Yes. Now I have a question. Do you think we have time to take a caller, Barbara? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, this lady says she'll be real quick. Very good. 512. You there?
Hi, Melissa. I always try to listen to your show. It's so fun and glittery. And hi, Dr. Dario. I had a question. And
great. We're glad you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, it's really fun. I really, really do like it. It's a great show. I have it. It's my favorite.
Awesome.
And
you have a question for Joseph?
Yes. Hi, Joseph. I have a question for you, please.
Hello.
How you doing, sir? Thank you. Welcome. And I hope you come back to this show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's a great show. And it's honest. I'm sure this is a question. I won't take much time. He's alive, and I was not paying attention to him, and I don't know where he comes at me as getting too really personal, and he got my attention. I'm amused. I'm astonished. I find him interesting. Now I find him interesting. Do you think it would be would it go more than a friendship? Because I do like him. I like his heart. He's sincere. He's honest. That's good quality.
All right, thank you for a moment there.
Yeah, he has good qualities.
I'm sorry, because I didn't hear the last bit of it.
What do you think we will be more than friends?
I think she's asking if they're going to be more than just friends.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So,
it wasn't, wasn't coming through all the way. I think I feel like this is it's just more platonic. I don't think it's going to go anywhere like romantically. I think it's just something to like. I think if it makes sense, like to jumpstart you into just allowing yourself to feel like feel emotions again. Feel you know feel like okay, I can open up to somebody and it's okay. I can share you know the many different aspects of my personality to someone. I don't feel like this is romantic, but that's not that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It just means you know perhaps this. Perhaps this relationship is just going to help you open up for one.
I think she said thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you,
ma'am. Thank you, Donna. I think that was Donna that was helping us along with that. Yes. This does help so many people, doesn't it?
You know, actually, I wanted to ask this question. I mean, it's interesting. I mean... it must be something. It must be interesting when all of you get together. What you talk about?
Yeah.
You know, what do a bunch of playmates talk about when you get
I have never heard of some of those things, and now I'm even more intrigued. I just think it's so fun, and this is what it's like. And this is only like all of the eight ladies called in now. And so I am so thankful. But can you imagine? We used to do promotions with
no,
like 30 at a time in Las Vegas. And that was amazing, wasn't it, you guys?
It was so much fun. We traveled everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and how they even put this all together, just, you know, doing this little segment for this show with you girls. You are very, I must say, very responsible and got back to me, and I really thank you. But it gives you a newfound respect for the Playboy Playmate Promotions Department, definitely.
Can I say
something? I
want to say something, being that we have a psychic and a bunch of and we've had Playmates on today. So I want to go ahead and say, you know what I think is the difference between interviewing a model and a psychic? I've talked about this on the air. But, Barbara, did I ever tell you the difference?
Yes. You say that the Playmates, we are really professional, and we know what we're doing. But, I mean, but don't
the repair freak. The psychic, let me explain the difference. Whenever I have a model on, like a playmate, you prepare. It's like, okay, let's go over question number three. Let's go over question number two. Number two looks good. Number one looks fine. The psychic says, don't tell me anything.
Oh, yeah. The playmates are,
yeah.
Well rehearsed. And
I mean, don't you agree with that? Both of you, all the playmates that are on, I mean, don't you kind of agree with that statement that you're that this natural instinct to be prepared?
Yeah.
They try to prepare you as best as possible. Of course, it never went that way. There's always something that got thrown in that we weren't ready for, but it was always, I think for the most part, most of us handled it like a champ, so to speak.
That's right. We did.
Yep.
It's experience. So that was an amazing experience for all of us for the rest of our lives to carry on in business and just with people and socially. I mean, they didn't just say, oh, you're a beautiful piece of flesh. They would instill in you that you are good and so intelligent and smart, and you were chosen for the full package, everything, the personality, and that's how you felt, and that would give you such a bigger boost in life to have that, because a lot of us never did have that. Like growing up, you know, we were sometimes not feeling like we were a part of things because people, oh, it's the pretty girl. Oh, she must be stuck up. She must be bitchy. She must not be smart. She must never read. You know, no. Playboy instilled that in me and brought me out of my shell. Did that happen for anybody else?
For me, it was more I was the tomboy and never dated in high school or college. And then I became I called myself the ugly duckling. I grew up and became the Swan.
Wow.
And they helped me see me as more than just that tomboy, just one of the guys type girl.
Right.
So it was really good in that sense for me.
Everybody's story is so different, which is so very interesting.
Right. All right, guys. Well, I've got to go. Thank you so much for having me, Barbara. I really appreciate it. And I would love to get in touch with you sometime when we should go have a drink.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we would like you to come back for Psychic Night or Chakra Cleanse and just come on back to the show where you get your own birthday. Yeah. Awesome, Donna. I'm so glad you're in California. So happy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, you have a good night. All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been amazing, you guys. So,
yeah.
Wow. I feel like we really did. Yes, Kelly, do you feel, like, do you feel the presence of Alexis? Because I do.
I do, too. Wow. What a wonderful feeling this has been. To get to know everyone and to be able to hear the stories. It's just, you know, this wonderful connection today.
Barbara, your heart chakra seems to be glowing.
Oh, really? Thank you. And you know, when we had you
like
on before, Joseph, you saw something in me that nobody ever did see, and then you were able to also explain to me what was going on. Remember I had the little story of, like, my special gift, which was I could wet my fingers to turn a page of a book? Like, and you're like, okay, that's what you're doing. You're transferring your molecules, you know, to your fingertips. And I'm like, wow, nobody ever really explained that to me. But it's been so noticeable where I – because I don't want to lick my germy fingers, you know, and so many people do that. I'm like, oh, that's so gross. So I put my mind into it, and all of a sudden I'm doing it right now, and then my fingertips get moist, and it is doable. It's so doable. Like, our minds are more powerful than we really know.
That's
yes, they are. Or I'll say give ourselves credit for.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, since we got all the guests, all the playmates, they told their stories, and I think they're all, like, on their way, why don't we ask Kelly, since we have Joseph here, is there anybody you want to talk to? Is there anything that you want to ask, co-host Kelly?
Oh, thank you. I didn't have anything prepared, but is there anybody that is coming forward that you can pick up on, and or for me or for Brian? Because if it's for Brian, I can get his attention. He's in the other room.
You said Brian left, is not in the room?
Yeah, he's in
I'm
the
here.
Other room.
He's in the other room.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get his attention, though.
Kelly, well, immediately I have a grandfather who's passed for you on, let's see, on the father's side.
Oh, wow, he's coming through.
He also connect to a birthday around you coming soon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wow.
My grandpa on my other side and I share a birthday. My grandpa on my mom's dad. And I share a birthday, and it's coming right around the corner here in a few weeks.
So please just know that, like, just to validate, he wants to, like, just wants to, like, acknowledge the birthdays. You, like, I just love the feeling. They, like, one, there's more than grandpa. Like, I don't have time to get to everybody. But they are so very proud of you because they said you've been taking more initiative, I think, with your own life. And they said, like, you are now just stepping into some brand new stuff. And you're, but I love, like, the power behind your will. And it's like they're just telling me, like, you know, just tell her to keep going and doing what she's doing right now, because you are, like, you're changing it up. Because, like, I think you've decided, like, I need to just change life up a little bit just to make it a little more interesting. And it's already just sparking some wonderful occurrences. So they keep saying, like, just because you don't see things you want right away does not mean it's in the works, because anything you think about is already in the works.
Oh, That is so encouraging. Thank you.
Kelly, you're a Harry Potter fan?
Not me so much as Brian.
Okay. Brian, like, is he like
wow.
a big Harry Potter fan? Because I'm getting references in my head to that, and I'm like, okay, then some that I guess yes, if not you, then somebody has to be.
Let me get Brian, because like I totally would not get a Harry Potter reference. Hey Brian,
okay.
Harry Potter references are coming through for you,
okay.
Not for me. He's a medium.
Okay.
Both my grandpas came through, but somebody might be coming through for you. Harry Potter reference. Okay, Joseph, what is that?
First, I'm like, well, for me, it's always that making the thing levitate is the reference point in my head. But Brian, you have a grandmother who's passed.
Yep.
And please just know
that
one. I just get like the Harry Potter reference because it just tells me like who do I need to talk to, and it's just like just the easiest way to get to get to you without, because like in my head I'm like what's his name, it's like Harry Potter, like no, it's not his name, but anyway, but it's like, but your grandmother just wants you to know that one, she's doing absolutely amazing in heaven, and she wants you to know that she's just watching over and just making sure everything goes the way it's supposed to go for you. She said, you need to trust yourself so much more. It's like you have your own power, your own way of doing things, and that's perfectly okay. It doesn't have to match everyone else around you. And she just wants you to understand that this is like everything you're doing is absolutely perfect.
Oh, wow.
She's been gone for a long time, she keeps telling me. And she also just gives me that maybe she had an issue speaking before she passed, because she's like giving me coughs in my head, but it's not, but it's like, to me, it's just like, this is just an issue she had before she passed.
Oh, okay.
Because I always ask Spirit for like, you got to give me references so I can describe it to my clients.
Uh-huh.
Both your grandparents have passed, and please just know they're both like walking around hand in hand over there. Heaven is a very wonderful place.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they just want you to know, like,
grandma? Is Brian's grandma coming through to you?
Yes.
Yes, she just passed. We went to the funeral today.
Please just know she just wants you to know that she's there safe and sound, and she loves everybody, and she enjoyed her life, but now she's on
oh, yeah.
to different things.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I totally had peace with that from the very beginning. You know, it's something it wasn't like a sad passing, because it was just a continuation for her.
I love the attitude. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
you're just
exactly.
literally like you just moved somewhere else now. Really just what that is.
Yeah.
But it says like
wow.
fine. It says you're
you guys
fine,
are really
but
in tune
like,
with Joseph right now. Said, well, this is amazing. Joseph, you're really feeling a lot with what Kelly and Brian are going through right now, I'm feeling, because you're hitting the nail on the head, right, Brian and Kelly?
Oh.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the sand is back on. The sand is back on.
I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Is there anything else that you wanted to say?
I think that's just it for now. I don't know if
okay.
I have time to get like to dive deeper. But
okay.
but please just
yeah.
she just wanted to get it across that she's over there, and she's happy, and she's wonderful, because there's nothing too
yeah.
wonderful in heaven.
Yeah. Are you there?
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Thank
yeah.
you for that. Does that make you feel, Brian and Kelly,
yeah.
does that make you feel like some more peace in your heart?
You know,
yeah.
it's funny, because not really, because, I mean, I was already, I mean, it wasn't like... I was already at so much peace, because I knew her so well, and she was so, we were just speaking personally, both myself and her,
both so very strong in our faith that there was just never any doubt that it was peaceful, and the just the whole funeral and eulogy and everything today was just, I mean, everything was just so peaceful. It's almost like, I mean, I shed a few tears during the funeral, but it's almost like, it's hard to explain, but there was just, before I couldn't have been any more peace than what I still am at. And because, I mean, she lived such a full life, and she did so many things just from when she was young, just things with animals, and actually a lot like Kelly. She was a certified master gardener with the state of Michigan, and she was active in 4-H and just had been active with her church for forever. And so, I mean, this woman touched, I mean, so many lives, even those who didn't know her just touched their lives. And so, you know, that
wow.
She lived just the most amazing life. And this was just, onto her next chapter.
You know, it really touched me, though, that personal message that you were able to deliver to Brian about trusting himself,
yeah.
and his,
yeah.
you know, going his own way no matter what
right.
other people are doing around
yep.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that you really did need to hear that part. I think you really do, you know, and I'm glad that you were able to hear that from her.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, we don't know that we're going the right way.
Well, she always did support me in everything that I did, and even she may not have understood a lot of the stuff, but it didn't matter to her, because it was something, if I was passionate about something, she was passionate for me, you know.
And
what was really important to her is that you were happy.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt, but I think Miss Sand is back. She was wanting to say goodbye. Are you there, Miss Sand?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Shauna. Thank
hey.
You. Because Shauna has been there from the beginning when probably I did the show the first month. And then I moved here, and she has been close by my side. And she sees me doing the show all the time. And she comes on whenever we need her. And so I just want to say a special thank you to Shauna for that. Thank you for supporting us and being such a good friend.
Oh, you're welcome, Barbara. Thank you for being such a good friend. I do anything for you. You've been my best friend since 1992, and we were queens together in France in the 1400s.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. We found that out on Life, Laughter, Happiness, didn't we?
We yeah,
did. We
were reason. Sisters.
So cool. We were princesses and sisters. Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
It really is special. But also, I just wanted to say, because we're about to wrap it up, that I couldn't go on this show all this whole hour and just speak about somebody that has passed that was close to me. Obviously, I'm going to acknowledge Kelly and her boyfriend, Brian. He just lost his grandmother, and they just went to the funeral today. So, you know, I wanted to offer them the respect of, you know, giving them more comfort with Joseph Dyro and a great reading. And I'm glad that Joseph was able to give a very important and heartfelt message to Brian and you too, Kelly. And you're such a supportive, wonderful woman to him and to all of us. And I just want to give a special thank you to you for that. And I have chills all over me. I mean, are the angels all around us?
So much.
What?
Oh, my God. And you know what? It touched me so much that both my grandfathers came through, because I was telling Karen, I don't understand why the other grandparents don't come through. And then my other grandpa did tonight too, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he came through too. And it wasn't just the one I was born on the birthday of, the other one came through. So I'm so
wonderful.
Grateful. Thank you.
The one that you shared your birthday with soon.
Yeah,
yes.
The one that shares
all
my
right.
birthday
well,
would
you.
Always come through, but not the other one. So both of them did. I'm glad. Thank you.
Oh, that is totally cool. This is
you're
all
welcome.
So cool. And
yeah.
All right.
Oh my God.
We get to do something different and out of the norm and, you know, into the paranormal, which is totally cool and nothing wrong with that. And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So thanks, Joseph. And thank you all to the wonderful Playboy models, the Playboy.
Don't forget the shout out.
Today. Every single person came through today. And I love you guys and I appreciate you so much. And tribute to Alexis Vogel. We love you, Alexis. We miss you. And we know you're still right there next to us. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on YouTube. Love you guys.
Thank you so much,
love
everyone.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you,
everybody.
And Johnny, thank you for having the idea to have a lot of Playboy Playmates on the show. And then with my extra idea to give it a tribute show to Alexis, it kind of, well, match made in heaven of two ideas, right?
Yeah, this was fun. This was really fun.